For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. History has been made as the Senate has confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court despite allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says this sets a very bad precedent.
The United States Senate has confirmed a dangerous and deeply flawed nominee only by breaking all the rules and shattering the norm.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who voted to confirm Kavanaugh, says there's a lot of wounds that need to be healed now.
This has been a difficult time for our country and a difficult time for all the people, especially all the survivors.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweets, instead of a 6-3 liberal Supreme Court, we now have a 5-4 conservative Supreme Court under President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size, you can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, try it, you don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA, go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
A Vietnam vet is charged with murder. 74-year-old disbarred lawyer Fred Hopkins barely mumbled to questions from a judge during his first court appearance.
Mr. Hopkins, do you understand your charges? You know why you are here?
Hopkins is charged with shooting 7 officers, killing one of them. They went to his Florence, South Carolina home to question his son about a child sex assault case. Hopkins appeared dazed during the hearing. His face was badly bruised and he needed help walking. It's like a creepy horror movie. A mosquito plague in South Carolina. Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
Experts say the so-called flood mosquitoes generally don't carry many diseases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania State Police were forced to use a helicopter to break up a rowdy crowd at a Penn State football tailgate last Saturday. USA's Rick Vincent reports the FAA is now investigating the incident.
The helicopter, which is part of the police aviation section, attempted to disperse the crowd using a loudspeaker after tailgaters did not respond to orders from troopers on the ground. That, according to a statement posted to the state police Facebook page on Thursday. The Center Daily Times reports that the helicopter flew low enough over Yellow Lot 23 outside of Beaver Stadium to send texts, cornhole game boards, grills, and food flying. Pennsylvania State Police also conducting an internal investigation. Police issued a statement saying there was no intent by the pilot or supervisors on the ground to disturb property, and the department regrets any damage caused as a result. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Beijing has a strong reaction to comments made by Vice President Mike Pence. John Clemens reports.
Vice President Mike Pence was speaking at the Hudson Institute, a conservative research group in Washington, D.C. Topics range from China's repression of religious rights to interference in American politics.
China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion, the 2018 elections, and the environment leading into the 2020 presidential elections.
China responded by declaring the speech that many are calling new official policy of the U.S. as very ridiculous while creating something out of thin air. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.